Good evening, everyone. My name is Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action podcast, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And let me tell you, we have an amazing guest this week, so you better have pen and paper ready. This individual is part of our START group. In fact, this individual is earning a multiple six-figure income. But what I really want to sort of point out is she doesn't have a university education. She completed high school. She went on to cosmetology school and then from there into the ministry school. But she did get exposed to Isagenix. It was a process how she got in. But what's so incredible is once she decided to build, once she got in and started to build, 1 year to a six-figure income, 2 years to a multiple six-figure income, and let me tell you, her mom and dad, Carrie and Janelle, are so darn proud of her. And you know what? They absolutely love her, not because she's just her daughter, but she enrolled them, and Carrie and Janelle are six-figure income earners in network marketing. So it is my absolute treat to bring the one, the only, Audrey Moss to the line. How are you doing this evening, Audrey?
Oh, I'm doing so well, Warren. Thank you so much for asking me to share on this podcast tonight. I'm really looking forward to diving in and giving everybody some meat that we've talked about, and it's wonderful to be on this call tonight.
Beautiful. Well, I just, with your permission, are you willing to share how old you are with our audience? Because, I mean, I know guys aren't supposed to say how old their wives are, or not ever just supposed to ask a lady their age, but I am going to ask, and you don't have to answer it. I said you're a member of the START group, but are you willing to share your age?
Yes, I'm 25 years old.
You're 25 years old and you have gone 5-star golden circle. I mean, we're talking over $250,000 a year for a 25-year-old. I think you better be giving me some of that money, or at least your mom and dad.
I know, it really is. It's such a blessing. And, you know, I look at the income as a level playing field for every single person to be able to come in, regardless of age, regardless of education, regardless of gender. It doesn't matter. Everybody comes in the same exact way, and everybody can achieve and go as far as they desire to go because of the tools, because of the compensation plan, and honestly, because of the culture and the community that Jim and Kathy and Eric have really cultivated and created. So I know I look at it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so blessed. But it has been hard work, as you know. But I really love it because anybody can achieve it. I mean, nobody is counted out. Everybody can do and be anything that they desire to be if they just apply themselves and go after it.
I so agree with you, and I'm so glad that you shared. It did take some hard work to get to a multiple six-figure income, and I don't care what your age is, be it 25, be it 45 or 65 or even 85, you have to put in the time and effort. Okay, it is network marketing. It's not net lottery marketing. I mean, you do have to put in the effort. You need to be consistent. And we're going to go through all that. But before we really have a conversation, because you're truly a member of the START group. I know you're an ambassador with the START movement, and that's the 18 to 35-year-olds. But my understanding is you really started to build with the 18 to 25-year-olds. So, I mean, the younger generation is truly where you started to build. But before we jump into that, I got to ask the question, how the heck did you get exposed to Isagenix in the first place? And how old were you? Like, I mean, fill us in. How did this all...
Yeah, so you mentioned I went to a ministry school, and that's actually where I met Herb and Patty Cepeda. And for those of you that don't know, they are top income earners in the entire company worldwide and just absolutely amazing human beings. And so I was looking for a job at 19 years old when I was in ministry school, and I was looking for a job, and Patty actually called me. I was praying. I asked. My phone rang. She said that she got my name and number from the ministry school that was affiliated with the church that they went to. So they asked me to be their nanny. Without even knowing them, without even hesitation, I drove over to their house, met them. We fell in love with each other instantly, and I was a nanny for them for 2 years. Now, the funny thing is when you meet Herb and Patty Zepeda, you're like, why did it take you 2 years to say yes to Isagenix? For 2 full years, I said no. For 2 full years, they were taking me on family vacations with them. I was going on Isagenix cruises where I would meet top income earners. I remember Jay Bennett pulling me aside and being like, Audrey, why aren't you building Isagenix? Like, you could do this. And it just wasn't my time. The timing wasn't right. It didn't click. I wasn't ready to say yes. And for 2 years, I said no, but I was exposed to it. I saw the reality of what Isagenix could be. I saw that it was working hard, but it was working hard so that you could have the freedom that you choose to have each and every single day. So 2 years later, after I gained 35 pounds, I told Herb and Patty, I said, okay, I'm going to try this. I was like, I'm going to try this Isagenix, but don't expect me to tell anyone about it. I was like, I just want to use it. And they started laughing because they knew me. They knew that I talked about everything. I love people. I love talking. And so they just laughed. And so I ended up releasing 35 pounds in a very short amount of time. And honestly, it was within the first 4 days that I felt such a conviction in my heart. At 19 years old, I met them. At 22 years old, I felt such a conviction in my heart. And I said, I have to share this with the world because this is a vehicle that people are looking for. This is a vehicle that people are praying for. I have physical and financial freedom that I can offer people. It doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Everybody needs Isagenix. And it was at that point when Isagenix got into me. I didn't get into Isagenix. Isagenix got into me. It got into my heart. And I felt the passion that Herb and Patty walked around with for 2 years. And I just wondered why they felt the way that they did about this opportunity. And after I put the product inside of my body, I knew because I felt that same exact conviction. And it was at that point that I was like, this is it. Like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to share this with the world. I'm going to create a lifestyle of freedom so that I can do what I want whenever I want with whomever I want. And I really, really want to set the world on fire because I believe that people are meant to live out their dreams. They're not meant to die with dreams still inside of them. They're meant to live them out daily, having fun, being passionate, being driven, having a desire to do more because it's what's been put inside of them since birth. And so when I saw it, I said, that's it. This is exactly what I'm going to do. But it was a process. It wasn't an overnight thing. It took me 2 years for me to even put the shakes inside of my body. And so but once I
really?
Did, I said, that's it. Yeah, I didn't even drink the shakes.
So wait a second. During the two-year period, you didn't even drink the shakes. I've been to Herb and Patty's house. I've seen their ISA pantry. I mean, it is loaded.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't drink?
Yeah, we laugh about it because Patty and Herbie, they would meet with people every day. And I was, I would, like, wash the dishes, and I would just look at them, and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, you're making these shakes again. It's just so funny to think about at the time just because it just wasn't the timing for me. And so it's funny because I didn't even drink the shakes. And, Patty and Herbie personally, you're very good friends with them. Like, that's everywhere is Isagenix in their house.
That is, yeah, I've been in their house. I know it well. I mean, that is so incredible. So it was really you wanting to release, like, 25 pounds, 30 pounds, and that it at age 22, you're going, I want to get my body back, and you just product. That was really the turning point for you that got you to say, I want to try the product. It was truly because you wanted to release that weight.
Yeah. Oh, it was definitely, it was 35 pounds. I said, I have to get this off. And that's what it was. And then once I believed in it, because when I was watching them and you hear people talking about shakes, especially now there's so many shake fads that are going on, people don't understand what makes Isagenix so different until they put it in their body. I could verbatim repeat back to people why the shakes were as efficacious as they are. I could repeat back to people about toxicity and how there are three different types of ways toxins can get inside the body through the environment, through the stress that we're under, through the foods that we're eating. I could repeat it all back. But because I didn't put it into my body, I didn't believe. And that's where it was for me. And that's where it is for so many people. It takes that product transformation for a lot of people. Some people come in and they say, okay, I'm ready to build the business right now. But the majority of people say yes to Isagenix because of the product. And that's how it was for me. I said yes because I wanted to try it. And then once I did, it was boom. It was like, okay, now I believe and now I know what's possible. So let's do this.
Wow. Wow, what an incredible start. And I honestly didn't know that. I would have thought you would have been drinking shakes for like 2.5 years. So let's delve into our topic this evening, because we're really going to be chatting with you. You started to build when you were about 22 years old. Is that not correct?
Yep, that's correct, 22.
So our call this evening is really about how young people can build an Isagenix business. And there's so many of us that have children that are in Isagenix that would love to have our kids recreate similar results to you. Or there's lots of START members that are already in, yet they haven't created the results, even a six-figure income, never mind a multiple six-figure income. And they would love to learn how to do it. Or, you know what, those of us that aren't START members, I mean, we know people that are, and we want to help them. Let's delve into it. I know one of the things that you're really passionate about for young people, and you say it makes a difference, so I think we should almost start there, is really this concept of creating a new vision. Mm-hmm. Like for young people's lives. Can you expand upon that? Like, what exactly do you mean? Because, I mean, young people, you finish high school, you're off to university. I mean, you have all these dreams. You're going to become an astrophysicist. You're going to become an internal specialist. You're going to be whatever it is. I mean, you're on fire at that point in your life. You're ready to take the world on. And now you're talking about casting this new vision for these people. Yeah. I mean, explain that.
Yeah. So one of the things that's so interesting is when I was in high school and we were learning about different types of careers and different types of income streams, the one income stream that they never talked about was residual income. They never shared upon what residual income could be for people's lives. They never shared the potential that human beings have to live whatever type of lifestyle, pursue whatever type of career, but on the side create an extra revenue that you're creating this income while you're sleeping, while you're vacationing, while you're building and pursuing other passions. So that's the first thing. When I heard about Isagenix for the first time, I didn't even know that an income stream like this even existed. I had never even heard of it before. It wasn't something that was taught to me. I didn't know that you could, this is the phrase, quote unquote, make money while you're sleeping. I didn't know that that was possible. And so for young people, and for me, when I first started, I was 22 in the college age group. The majority of the people that I was attracting into my business were all college age students. So when I caught this vision of freedom living, I coined that when I was 22. I went to an island and I was like, this is freedom living. We are going to be the freedom living team that's going to change the world so people can live their life in total freedom. So when explaining Isagenix and when talking and casting the vision, that's what I'm the most passionate about, especially when talking and communicating with young people about what Isagenix can be, because we have to dial it way back. This is something that most people, it's their first time ever hearing about this type of income. It's the first time ever hearing that your dreams can really become your reality, that you can pursue becoming a nurse, you can pursue becoming a cosmetologist, you can pursue becoming a doctor, but while you're pursuing those things, you can create for yourself a residual income. So at any point, at any time, if your passion changes, you have something to fall back to. You have something that you've created, that income that's coming into you every single Monday, ding, you get a notification on your phone that you've been paid. Whether you're on the beach and you're vacationing, whether you're traveling to Barbados or Bora Bora or Australia, while you're there, you're getting paid. What if you could create a life to where you could go and do the things that you love, not because you had to do it, because you had to pay for bills, but because you were so passionate about it that you loved it every day? What if you could create that type of lifestyle? What if you could create a life that you've always dreamed of without limitations because time and money isn't a factor? So once you convey that to young people and you really break it down so simply, and I think that that's something even 3.5 years into Isagenix, and knowing the ins and the outs of the business, knowing how vast this entire opportunity is, to bring the pendulum all the way back to the beginning of when I first started, remembering the very, very beginning of not even understanding what residual income was, but all I knew was that I had dreams that I wanted to become a reality. And that's what it is for young people. It's conveying that this is the vehicle. It's not the tell-all, be-all. Some 18 to 25-year-olds don't want to make $1 million in Isagenix, but what would change their life while they're going through college is making an extra $300 to $500 a month. What would change somebody's life when they're graduating is making an extra $20,000 a year, $50,000 a year. Meeting people exactly where they're at while inserting this vehicle by saying, hey, this is all it is. It's the vehicle. It can be the vehicle that can be a secondary income to what you're doing to where you can fall back on it at any time, or it can be the full-time vehicle for you to do what you want, whenever you want, with whomever you want. And that's what it is. It's the vision. It's casting the vision for their life. It's finding out what makes their heart come alive and inserting the vehicle of Isagenix right into that. That's going to flip the switch on in their hearts and say, this is why I want to do this. I am now jumping in 2 feet in because I see that this is how I'm going to get to where I ultimately want to be.
Wow. Let me tell you, I can feel your passion over the line. We're on two different sides of North America, but let me tell you, I can feel you right now. And I mean, I think that's also really, really important, that when it doesn't matter who to whom we're speaking, it's that we're communicating with that passion. Come on, guys, you feel it. You feel Audrey's passion, and passion is contagious. So I want to expand upon that a little bit, Audrey, because so you're sharing that this could be the vehicle. Now, they got to be asking you, well, what is this vehicle? Again, you're
right.
Talking residual income. There's got to be, as you said in high school, they never talked about this type of income. So
right.
You're speaking, and this could allow me to travel the world, and let's say my son, Creston, he is fired up. Yeah, I want to travel the world. I want to see the world. I want to see the pyramids. I mean, I want to do all this. And you're saying this could be the vehicle. Well, okay, great. What is it? I mean,
right.
I'm
what
sure
is
you,
it?
What is it? So how yeah. do you respond?
So I respond and they say, okay, what is it? Then I say, I partner with a health and wellness company. I eat delicious, non-GMO, no artificially sweetened food every single day because I'm eating every day anyways. I incorporate this food, and because of what it's done in my life, I share it with other people. And as a result of other people trying it, seeing that transformation that takes place in their body, they feel better, they begin to look better, fat's gone, they put on more lean muscle, and as a result, I get paid for it. How would you like to eat food every single day that you already do? How would you like to eat your food, talk about that food, your friends and your family start to eat that food, and then you get paid for it? That is where the residual income comes in. You eat it, you love it, you share it, and you get paid by doing it. And it's just that simple. It's just that simple. They say, well, yeah, I eat every single day anyways. Why wouldn't I do this?
Yeah, but okay, so great. You got me. I'm hooked, Audrey. But how much does it cost? I mean, because, you know, I'm going to school right now. We're role-playing guys, obviously. But I'm going to school right now, and you know what? I don't have very much money. Like, how much is it going to cost me to do?
Yeah. So then I go into and I say, well, there's three different packs to choose from. The first pack is the ultimate pack, and I go through the ultimate pack, and I say, this pack is roughly $1,200, and they kind of go, oh, my gosh, and I say, I know. Then there's the second pack, and the second pack is called the value pack, and I go through the value pack, and with each pack, I'm talking about what makes this pack so great, what they're getting inside of it, what
so do that. Let's go through this because
I think
invaluable. Okay. So you start off with the ultimate pack, $1,200. Okay,
pack.
So why would I want to take the ultimate pack?
But what you get in the ultimate pack is you're setting yourself up for tremendous success. And the reason is because whatever you start with is what is going to be duplicated within your organization. It's what's going to be duplicated because when you begin to see results and you call up your mom and your mom says, okay, yeah, I want to try it, she'll say, what did you start out with? And when you say the ultimate pack, the majority of the people will start out with the pack that you start out with. So the ultimate pack, inside the ultimate pack, you're going to have the 30-day startup system. And in that 30 days, you get 2 shakes a day. You get the cellular cleanse. You get the snacks, you get the meal bars, you get business building tools, you get multivitamins, you get a blender, you receive a smattering of other isogenic products such as skincare, a smattering of these products so that you can taste test all of them so that you know what each product does for the body. And at that point, you say it's $1,200. And then they'll say, oh, well, you know, whatever the response is. And then you go on to and you say, okay, well, then the middle pack is the value pack. This is our most popular pack. Our value pack is our most popular pack. And inside the value pack, you're going to have the 30-day system. You're also going to have the blender. You're going to have the product B vitamins. This helps with youthful aging. You're going to have business building tools that are going to help you jumpstart your business. You're going to have meal bars. You're going to have little energy shots so that when you're studying and you're saying, oh, my gosh, I need something for that extra boost of energy, you don't have to go to that monster drink. You can just take one of these all-natural energy shots. And this pack is $559 plus taxes. Shipping, taxes, and then we have just the regular 30-day system, which is roughly $375 for you to jumpstart everything. And so at that point, once I say that, I say, now, if money isn't a make or break for you, obviously I would go with the ultimate pack. It's the pack that you want to start out with. It's what's going to be duplicated within your organization. If it is, go with the value pack, and if all else fails and you can't do anything else, get started with the 30-day system. Now, at that point, the majority of the people, we've already had conversations about their dreams. We've had conversations about inserting, you know, Isagenix is the vehicle. At that point, if I have built up the value of what they're getting, if I have built up the value of each pack, if I've built up the value of the vision of the opportunity, they won't hesitate. Now, if they say, well, you know what, I really don't have the money, I really cannot even afford $375, then I say this. I say, okay, save up your money and let's get some of your friends together. Do you have friends that would like to hear, like, do you have friends that would get excited about what you just heard? And they automatically say, yeah, my best friends would love this. I'd say, okay, let's get them all together. Bring them on over. Let's go meet at the local Stone Cup right down the road where all of the young professionals go and hang out. I said, let's go meet with them and we'll talk about it. And if they decide that they want to enroll, it already has either your entire pack paid for or half of it paid for. And they get really excited about that. We set up an appointment, we set up a meeting, and they bring their friends along.
Oh, man. Now I know why you're a multiple six-figure income. Let me tell you, that was beautiful. And the beautiful thing is, any one of us can do that regardless of age. Again, hear how she talks. You hear about the ultimate pack. That's obviously our business builder pack, our value pack. I love the languaging there. The value pack is obviously the president's pack, and then we just have the regular 30-day system. But I see it. I see it crystal clear how you're doing it. That's beautiful. Now, the other thing I know that's really important, and we should delve into this a little bit, is just really creating belief in young people that they can do network marketing. Because, again, I mean, when you were starting out, you really didn't have an experience in it. It's a little bit different now. And I know you were targeting, I believe, college students, what you were going after. So can we sort of delve into, I guess, how you were sort of going after the college students, what you were saying to them? And then once you got them sort of interested, I get it, you were casting the vision, but, I mean, how are you convincing them that they too could do network marketing?
Yeah, so when I first started, because of 22 years old and my experience or lack thereof, I was attracting all college students. That's all it was. The only reason that we had anybody, honestly, anybody over the age of 25 was because they talked to their parents and their parents enrolled, and then their parents started enrolling their friends. So it really did start with college students. And then as you progress in your network marketing profession, fortunately, because of the profession and because we really, really encourage self-development, you grow so quickly that you begin attracting older people. So in the beginning, the truth is it really was all college students. But even in this call, the things and especially what I'm going to be sharing now and how we really cultivated and grew the team so quickly, it doesn't matter whether you're 18 or 25. Each person, regardless of their age, this fits into their category as well. Community and belief is something that cannot be talked about enough. Belief, the way that our belief and the way that we build belief within our team is to create a culture and a community even within our team. We are blessed and fortunate to have the culture and the community that Jim and Kathy and Eric Cooper have created, a community of family to where we can connect with other leaders around the world, and it is like we have known each other for years, and they've created that. But even within your own organization, you can create a culture, a family, unlike anything that the world has ever seen. And through the culture, through the community, through get-togethers, that will create long-lasting relationships, which will create retention within your business. So when we want to build belief, and when we first got started, or when I first got started in building this business, in order to create the belief that other young people, that other people could have this lifestyle for themselves, we had get-togethers every single week at our house. We had get-togethers almost every other day. As many times as people wanted to hang out, they would come over to our house. We would have pool parties. We would have dream, quote-unquote, dream parties, where we would come and we would play and we would have horseshoes and we would do mini golf and we would go go-karting. And we would, in the midst of having fun, building relationships, they would see that everybody was all the same. We all had great personalities. We all had different qualities, but it was all one and the same, all a desire to have freedom and to bring long-lasting change into the world. So in order to build the belief, for us, it's extremely important to have community, especially for young people, because the emotions are up and down and left and right and all over the place. They get really excited about enrolling, and then 24 hours later, they want to send their products back. It's just part of the process. Even older people have that sometimes as well. It's part of the process. But one of the best ways to build belief, one of the best ways to build community is to take time with the people that you're bringing into your organization. It's creating a camaraderie. It's creating relationships, building relationships so they see that every single person, we're all the same. We're all humans. We all mess up when we talk sometimes. We all fumble over our words. Sometimes I spit when I still do launch parties. Like, it still happens. And for them to see real, authentic, that it isn't like we are dressed up in suit and ties and we walk around with perfect posture all the time. We are real human beings with real dreams and real desires, but it is possible. And when you create relationships within your organization, when you create little get-togethers, it causes the belief to rise and it causes action to take place. Some of the best and most important weeks of my Isagenics business have been times that we've had get-togethers, and sometimes we didn't even bring up Isagenics. But because of the energy that people were thriving off of everybody else's energy, it pushed them into massive momentum. Why? Because being around other like-minded individuals causes belief to rise. Being around and surrounding yourself with people who love to have fun, who desire change, who want to make waves in the universe, who want to make an impact in the world like the world has never seen before, that in and of itself will cause people to have this belief that they can do anything, be anything, and go after it and be successful. And that's when the momentum happens. That's when the belief kicks in. It's not enrolling somebody into Isagenics and saying, okay, here's your box, go. No, it's taking them under your wing and saying, hey, let me show you what is possible. Come hang out with us. Come, let's go to a baseball game together. Like, we're getting a whole group of friends together on Monday, and we're going to a baseball game. We're friends. We're a family. There's going to be a whole group of us. Yes, we're all in Isagenics, but it's just being together that causes us to go after it. You
absolutely.
Cannot, you can't have more belief, you know? Like, if you can,
I hear you.
You've got to have more. So.
Quick question for you. When you're having these pool parties or the, I don't know, going go-karting, you mentioned that, or whatever it may be, mini-golfing, are you inviting your prospects, people that are curious, are you inviting them to come along and be part of your group and just see how much fun you guys are, or do they already have to be in Isagenics? I'm just curious.
No, not at all. I mean, it's so funny because we'll just be like, invite whoever you want. Like, let's just have so much fun. And we do that all the time. Like, and then people end up coming and they're like, I've never met such happy people before. And we just kind of share with them what we do, and the majority of them end up enrolling. So we don't limit it to just, I mean, there are certain times, obviously, where you have, you know, team building and team bonding, where it's like, hey, we're actually going to go over strategic ways to build your business, and that's a little different. But days that we're having fun, like, invite everybody. I mean, we invite random people that we just meet, and we say, hey, we're going to go to the park and actually play wiffle ball. Do you want to come hang out? And a lot of people do.
Love it. And so really, you're not talking about network marketing per se. You're really just talking about, like, sharing these products. I mean, it's just, as you said, like, all this great nutrition. You get to travel the world. I mean, you're not really per se discussing network marketing.
Not until we obviously get into more deeper conversation. In the beginning, if you throw out network marketing, a lot of young people will be like, oh, is that a pyramid scheme? And I mean, that literally is the first thing that comes out of their mouth. Most of them don't even know what a pyramid scheme is. They just like to throw that word out there. So I prefer to just talk about the vision, to talk about the income, to talk about the product, and then say I partner with a health and wellness company, and then I bring in network marketing as well. Like, I let them know I'm very much a proud network marketer. But when it comes to younger people, I like to bring that up kind of at the end of the conversation.
Love it. Now, what about price objections? Because Creston, you've met Creston. I mean, he's 20 years old, and he's off Poplar University, and a bunch of his buddies are similar age, obviously, and he seems to be getting hit with the price objection that they just, you know what, they just don't have the money. I mean, I hear that from him all the time, and he goes, but Dad, my friends just don't have the money. How do you overcome price objection?
Well, it's interesting because anything that you see that has anything that has a lot of value in someone's eyes, it doesn't amount to anything. So James, my fiance, he always uses the same analogy. If there was a Ferrari parked outside and someone says, if you can get $1,000 from your friends right now within the next 15 minutes, I'll give you this car. There would be no way that person, they would see the value of the car and they would be like, $1,000, that's it? They would find that money instantly just to get that car. Why? Because they saw the value of the car. Price objections come when there's a lack of value from what you're speaking about. Now, I understand that there are a lot of college students or a lot of young people that can't necessarily afford $375, $559, $1,200. Like, I understand that. But my first question would be is, how are you presenting Isagenics? Are you presenting Isagenics with value? Are you presenting Isagenics with passion? Are you presenting Isagenics with the vision? Are you showing them that this is the way to make their dreams become a reality? And if all of those are yes, and they really don't have the money, then I would say, well, save your money, get your friends together, I'll come over, I'll share with them this opportunity, and we can all do this together. And that's honestly, that's what I do with price objections. I always ask myself, how am I presenting this opportunity? Do I have passion? Am I inserting this into their life? Am I showing them that this is their vehicle? Okay, they still don't have the money from there. Save up your money. I'll reconnect with you. I'll follow up with you. I'll follow up with you. I'll see where you're at in 2 weeks.
And then you get your friends together, and I'll show you how, obviously, I imagine you're saying this, I'll show you how you can get your product, like, at 50% off, or actually, if you want to get it for free, I can show you how to do that, too. I mean, do you leverage that as well?
Exactly. I say, get your friends together. If you find two people, it either gets your entire box for free, or it's half off. And that encourages them, and that pushes them. And honestly, the compensation plan drawn out for young people, when they see that it's a team effort, and when they see that if they get in the system before somebody else, they will benefit from both of their teams as opposed to just one. When they see that and they say, hey, if you get in now before Susie Cream Cheese below you, you're gonna benefit on both of her teams. Whereas if it's reversed, you're only going to benefit from one. And when they see that, they say, well, I want to get in first. Like, I don't want to be left behind. When you create that urgency and visually show them the compensation plan, visually show them how the team aspect works, they will find a way to get the money. They will call their parents. They will get me on a phone call with their parents, a three-way phone call with their parents. They will say, okay, I'm going to save my money. Okay, let's get my friends together. Come over to my, come over to the coffee shop on Thursday night at 7. Like, let's talk to them. They will do that. If they see the value in Isagenix, there will not be an objection. They will find a way.
Oh, Audrey, you're amazing, girl. I said it already once. I'll say it again. There's no question in my mind why you're a multiple six-figure income earner. And I'll put this out. Guys, you watch this young lady, 25 years old. She is going to be the youngest seven-figure money earner in Isagenix. Mark my words, she'll be earning over $1 million a year. I mean, I can just feel it. It's a done deal, Audrey.
Thank you, Lord. I do receive that. I'm working hard.
I'm sure you are. Okay, so let's move on a little bit. I can't believe it. It seems like we've only been talking for 10 minutes and we're coming up towards the top of the hour, but let's talk about how you're building an international business. I know you love Zoom calls, and
yes.
Initially you started building out of Knoxville, Tennessee. You were building on the colleges, and I'd love to delve a little bit deeper into that, but I'm going to twist your arm to come back on again, and we'll go a little deeper in some specific areas. But I do want to touch on how you're leveraging Zoom calls to build an international business, or it doesn't necessarily have to be an international business. You're on the East Coast. You have people that are in California. You have people that are in Canada. I mean, it doesn't have to be international as far as U.S. to Australia or somewhere else. It could be Knoxville, Tennessee to Los Angeles, California to New York.
Yes.
I mean, further than, say, a two-hour car ride, I mean, it's getting far away. People aren't going to show up for that opportunity meeting. And just before you answer that, how do you call your get-togethers? Like, do you actually say, hey, what we're doing, an opportunity meeting? What's your language around that with young people?
Yeah. So what we do, we use Zoom calls for everything. I mean, this is the business of the 21st century, where you can cuddle up on your couch, open up your computer, and be fully engaged, fully involved, have practical tools to build any type of income that you want to build with Isagenix. So we utilize Zoom calls, team Zoom calls every single week. We do opportunity Zoom calls every single week. And what I mean by opportunity, I mean we have a 40-minute Zoom call where we share our story, the product story, and the company story. That's what we share, 40 minutes, and we invite people who have never heard about Isagenix to tune into these calls. This also gives people who are just starting in Isagenix a visual on how they can have weekly launch parties as well. So it's working so many different ways. It's bringing new people in to see this opportunity. It's raising up leaders, establishing leaders to have the tools, the verbiage to go out into their hometowns or their cities, start their own launch parties. And we do these every single week without fail. And it has brought in so many new team members. It has established so many more leaders. And the way that we promote it, the way that we promote it is we use social media. We use Instagram. I just enrolled someone on Instagram today, from Instagram today. We use Instagram. We use Facebook. We post pictures inviting people to come hear about an opportunity of physical and financial freedom. We call people up on the phone and let them know that they can, their lines will be muted. All they have to do, they can either call in using their phone or they can actually see with their computer. They can sit, they'll be muted, they don't even have to say anything. It's just an opportunity for them to see what this can be for their life. And it has changed everything. So I encourage you, if you haven't started team calls, if you haven't started Zoom calls, if you haven't started opportunity calls or weekly launch parties, just start to do it and watch it grow. It doesn't matter if there's one person or 250 people. You start to do it, and you will see a difference in your business.
Wow. Wow. Now, I picked up something you said there. You actually would post on your Facebook page that you're doing this opportunity. You wouldn't probably call it an opportunity meeting, but you'd be call it about what would you call it when you're posting on your Facebook page? You're not going to say, we're doing an Isagenics presentation. Well, who's going to come?
No, you wouldn't do that. I would say something like, come hear about an opportunity where you can have physical and financial freedom. Real stories, real people, real results, and that's what I would post. And the thing is you always want to bring it back to the person. And every single Facebook post, I go back and pretend I'm like, okay, if I've never heard about Isagenics before, what would grab my eye? Because I think we can get so accustomed to this lifestyle after being in it for a year or 2 years or 3 years or 5 years that we sometimes forget what it's like to not have the shake or to not wake up feeling good or to not have a little bit of residual income or to not have a lot of residual income. And so I really like look at what I'm about to post tonight and I say, okay, would this be pleasing to an eye that has never heard about Isagenics before? Because those are the people that I want to meet.
Wow. Wow, Audrey. You know what? You and I could go on again, and I am going to really twist your arm to come back. I know you're just about to get married. You're engaged. Congratulations.
I am.
There.
Thank you,
James,
so much.
He's one lucky boy. But that being said, I'd love to have you come back and delve a little bit more into just how you're doing those Zoom launch parties, how you're leveraging social media. Would you be open to that?
Oh, absolutely. You just let me know when, and I would be happy to do that.
Well, after you get married, girl. But you know what? What I will say is it has been an absolute treat listening to you. I mean, your passion, your conviction, how you speak to people in general about this opportunity, the opportunity of network marketing. I mean, you got me fired up. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I know we're going to have thousands of listeners listening to this podcast. And if any of you want to share it with any of your friends, there's two ways you can get the recording of these Take Action Team podcasts, and you don't need to be part of our team to get them. You can go to takeactionteam.com, and if you scroll down, you can subscribe to our weekly emails, and these podcasts will get sent out to you so you can listen to the recordings, download them, play them when you're hiking, doing whatever you're doing. You can do that. Or you can go to Podomatic, and you can follow Take Action Team. And again, you'll get the podcast. But I just want to say, Audrey, I am so looking forward to seeing you at Celebration in Las Vegas. We are going to have such a party. We have Maroon 5 coming to party with us, and it's going to be a blast. So I can't wait to see you there, girl.
It's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to see you too. Thank you so much for asking me to be on this podcast tonight. I had a I had a great time, and I hope that it has brought value to your lives today. So thank you so much, Warren, and I can't wait to give you a hug at Celebration.
Well, I will see you very soon. I'll be seeing both you and James. And again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I know for a fact that you've impacted me, and I promise you, you're going to be impacting thousands and thousands of listeners from this podcast. So once again, thank you so much, and everyone have a blessed week. Good night, everyone.
Good night.